Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
We're talking about the J.R.R. Tolkien novel, The Hobbit. We're on day three of this month's book article. Let's bring you up to speed, or catch you up, which means to kind of tell you where we are and what's going on. Bilbo never had any adventures until he went with Gandalf the Wizard and 13 dwarves, led by their king Thorin Oakenshield, to recover their home, the Lonely Mountain, and the treasure that lies inside it.
That's right, and they've had a lot of hardships and battles along the way so far. They've had to fight giant spiders. They've been
escaping
imprisoned.
From elves.
They've been imprisoned in the Mirkwood Forest because they invaded this land. That's what the elves that live there said. You invaded our land, so we're throwing you in prison. But they escaped, and they made their way to Lake Town, where they met the men who live there. Those are the first sort of normal human people that we've encountered in this story. Up until now, it's been all goblins and elves and trolls.
Giant eagles and a man called Beorn who can turn into a bear. Well, we left Bilbo, who now has a magic ring that makes him invisible. He's going into the Lonely Mountain to face the biggest, nastiest monster of all, Smaug the Dragon, a big, fire-breathing monster. How on earth is Bilbo going to get out of this one? Let's have a read through the article and find out what happens.
Reading
The Hobbit. Thanks to the magic ring, Bilbo gets really close to Smaug without being killed. He sees that Smaug has a weak spot in his scales. He tells the dwarves about this later. Meanwhile, Smaug, angry at being disturbed, attacks Lake Town. During the battle, he is shot with an arrow by Bard, a brave Lake Town man. In fact, a bird heard Bilbo talking to the dwarves and told Bard about Smaug's weak spot. Smaug is dead, but now Thorin becomes greedy. He won't share the treasure with the elves and men who gather at his gates. A fight between them all is in the cards. Suddenly, Gandalf appears again and warns everyone that the goblins are coming. They must all join forces. The Battle of Five Armies begins. The Great Eagles and Bjorn also come to help, and together they defeat the goblins. Sadly, Thorin is hurt in the battle. Before he dies, he apologizes for being greedy. Bilbo weeps at the sad end to their adventure. He returns to his comfortable home. He has become a very different hobbit indeed.
Okay, so thanks to the magic ring, Bilbo gets really close to Smaug without being killed. Of course, Smaug can't see him. He can kind of smell him and sense where he is, but Bilbo can walk up fairly close, and he has a long talk with Smaug and finds out a few things that are useful, but he also kind of makes the dragon a little bit angry. But the best we can say is Bilbo is not killed. Now, in that sentence, we saw the phrase thanks to. Thanks to just means because of or due to. Thanks to that ring, because of that ring, he doesn't get eaten or set on fire.
Now, he sees that Smaug has a weak spot in his scales. Scales are kind of like the skin that covers a reptile, something like a snake or
crocodile, lizards, dinosaurs.
An alligator. They're very hard and very tough. They're almost like armor for those sorts of creatures, something that protects them from harm or from injury. But he sees a weak spot. Now, a weak spot just means there is a place where perhaps Smaug is vulnerable. He would be able to attack him in that place and perhaps do him some harm or hurt him in some way, perhaps even defeat Smaug the dragon.
Yeah, now he tells the dwarves about this. He manages to get out of the mountain again, tells the dwarves about what he's seen and what Smaug has said, and he also tells them about this meaning the weak spot, later on when he gets out of the mountain, which is, even though he just is telling them about it, that ends up being quite important, as we will see. However, things were about to start going really wrong.
Meanwhile, Smaug, angry at being disturbed, attacks Lake Town. Meanwhile means as something else is happening. So we have Bilbo, he's telling the dwarves about all that has happened, what he's learned about Smaug, including the weak spot. While this is happening, Smaug, he's angry at being disturbed. Disturbed means you are doing some sort of activity, perhaps you are resting, you can be doing anything, but if somebody comes along and interrupts you in that process, then you have been disturbed.
That would make me angry. I'm not good at being woken up.
He was just sitting there relaxing with his gold and his treasure inside the mountain, and then along comes Bilbo saying, hey, let's have a chat. Let's just have a talk about why you're doing this and why you are the way you are, Smaug. Smaug is angry. He's going to go attack Lake Town and get rid of some of this anger by destroying the town.
Yes, remember we used that word attack in yesterday's lesson, just to cause harm, cause damage to something. So he goes off and starts to burn all the buildings and kill people, but during the battle, he is shot with an arrow by Bard, a brave Lake Town man. So Bard is kind of one of the guardsmen, one of the fighters, the warriors of this city. We find out later that he is actually descended from his family a long time ago with the kings of another city of men in the same area that Smaug also destroyed. So he's kind of got a personal grudge against Smaug. You know, he's the descendant of their kings. And so he's going to shoot Smaug with an arrow during the battle, which is a pretty amazing act.
That's right. He's a very brave warrior. And in fact, how he was able to do this was a bird heard Bilbo talking to the dwarves and told Bard about Smaug's weak spot. So, have you ever heard that phrase in English, a little bird told me? It just means you don't really want to say where you heard that. You're not going to reveal the source. But this is literal here.
Yes.
A little bird actually told him about the weak spot.
Yeah, birds and other animals in Tolkien's world can often talk. The spiders were able to talk earlier. Some of the other creatures, of course, Smaug, can talk. There is an old story, again, European literature, where a bird warns a hero about a dragon and tells the hero some secrets. So once again, we're seeing how Tolkien is taking a lot of these old stories and using a lot of old folk stories and ideas to build this more modern tale of fantasy. So Bard hears from the bird about the weak spot. He knows where to shoot. So he finds his spot. He uses his best arrow to take down Smaug the dragon. So Smaug is dead, which should really be the end of the story. Everybody's happy. Everybody's great. The dragon's gone, the mountain, the treasure, it's all ours. But things are seldom so simple. The article says, but now Thorin, which is of course the dwarves' king, he becomes greedy.
That's right. If you're greedy, it means you want more than you actually need. If you had $1 million, well, that would be a lot of money. But if you just wanted to take other people's money just to have more for yourself, that would mean you are greedy. It means you want more than you actually need. And Thorin, even though they've defeated the dragon, that was their purpose, he's greedy. He wants more than just the victory,
yeah,
and more than the more of the treasure for himself.
Bit of a dwarf problem, that one. The dwarves in Tolkien's works, they do love their gold. We said that in day one, and he wants to keep it all for himself. And when people are greedy, they often act in a mean or nasty way. So even though the men helped him, the men of Lake Town helped him, the article says he won't share the treasure with the elves and men who gather at his gates. Okay, so the mountain, his kingdom, which he's got back, has got these big gates, but the men of Lake Town, whose town has been destroyed, have come to ask him, come on, help us rebuild our town, give us some of that treasure. The elves come to help the men as well, and they're out there also saying, well, maybe you should give us some of the treasure as well, let's share it around. Thorin just won't do it. He's not going to share it with anyone.
A fight between them all is in the cards. Okay, because of his greed, now they're going to have to fight. They're going to have to fight over the treasure because he won't share. And we say a fight is in the cards. If something is in the cards, it means it is going to happen in the future, or it is likely to happen because of some things that have happened in the past. So because Thorin is greedy and he won't share, they are going to fight. It's in the cards, and in the cards is also our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
This time, I think I'll finally beat you at chess, Pat.
You may think so, Vina, but my victory is on the cards.
There are no cards in the chess game.
If something is on the cards, you are very sure it's going to happen, though it hasn't actually happened yet.
I see what you're saying. On the cards means 很可能发生.
That's right. In fact, I think the loss of your queen is on the cards.
Not if I do this first.
Huh? I didn't expect that at all.
And now I'll do this.
Oh no! Your victory really is on the cards now.
Okay, guys, welcome back. Things are getting dangerous. We've got the elves and the men. They want to get some of the dwarves' gold. Thorin won't share it. We don't mention this in the article, but one of Thorin's relatives shows up with a whole army of dwarves, so it's not just the 13 of them anymore. They're all kind of gathering together, and it looks as though they're about to fight over the dwarves' treasure. But suddenly, Gandalf... Remember him, the wizard, who disappeared back in Act 2, Scene 1? He's back. He appears again. He suddenly turns up unexpectedly and warns everyone that the goblins are coming. This army of evil creatures, the enemies of everybody, these horrible, nasty things that captured the dwarves. A lot earlier on in the story, they have got together with all their people, all the goblin army, and they are coming.
Now they must all join forces, okay, because all the goblins are coming. The goblins are going to attack, and they're going to attack everyone. So they must all join forces. If you join forces, it means that you're going to team up. You're going to combine all these different forces, the dwarves, the elves, the men, even the hobbit, Bilbo. He's going to be in there. They're going to fight on the same side. So before they were going to fight each other, now they're going to team up or join forces to fight against the goblins or the orcs.
Yeah, kind of like the Avengers, I guess, when all these superheroes who may have had a little bit of a fight before at the start, they all join up because they have to save the world.
It works on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. So the Battle of Five Armies begins. Now it's called this because of the number of armies in the fight. In the book, it is the men, the elves, and the dwarves on one side, and the goblins or orcs, plus an army of wolves. They have giant wolves with them on the other, so those are the five armies. In the movie, which some people may have seen, the Battle of Five Armies is the title of the third movie. Again, men, elves, and dwarves on one side, but two armies of orcs and goblins on the other side. So they kind of use it a little differently in the movie than they do in the book. But either way, you've got five armies going at it. And it kind of goes badly because despite the fact that it's the men and the elves and the dwarves together, the goblins still have more soldiers, more people, and they kind of overrun. They take over the whole mountain. They've got too many, force all the elves, men, and dwarves down, and things are looking pretty bad.
However, the Great Eagles and Bjorn also come to help, and together they defeat the goblins. They do manage to turn it around. Remember the Great Eagles, the large birds that helped mm-hmm. them out before? You can ride on their backs, and they're quite dangerous creatures. Bjorn also comes back, the bear man, and they defeat the goblins. If you defeat someone or something, it means that you beat them. You are victorious. You are the winner, so they win this... Battle of the Five Armies.
Sadly, Thorin is hurt in the battle, okay? He takes a wound that he can't recover from, and he's basically dying. But before he dies, he apologizes for being greedy. You know, he kind of knows that his actions nearly set things off and nearly caused them to fight each other. I mean, the goblins would have still shown up, but it could have been a lot worse if he'd been fighting the elves and men first. So he apologizes. To apologize is to say sorry for something that you did. You actually, it's the act of saying, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that, that was wrong. So he apologizes to Bilbo. There was some other stuff going on, he kind of blamed Bilbo for trying to make a peace, so he does apologize in person to Bilbo and say, you know, we really shouldn't fight over gold, it's not worth it.
Bilbo weeps at the sad end to their adventure. Weep is kind of like crying, but it can be a little bit stronger than to cry.
I would say so, yes.
It usually means you are very, very sad. You're grieving, perhaps, something like a death or something very sad that has happened. Of course, because Thorin is now dead, this is a very sad end to their adventure. But he returns to his comfortable home. So he's returning back to the place where he used to live his once very boring and normal life. But this has all changed for him, indeed.
Yep, the article finishes by saying he has become a very different hobbit indeed. So he's now been on adventures, he's got a magic ring, he's got some money, he took some of the dragon gold home with him, and he's now friends with elves, with dwarves, with people all around the world who've heard about him. So it's the kind of thing, and I imagine that if either you or I were ever to move back to our home countries, we would have become very different hobbits or people. Indeed.
Absolutely.
It would be very strange for us to kind of go back and try and go back into your old life.
I'm sure he is feeling exactly the same way at this point of the story.
Yeah, it's an odd kind of feeling, this one. I haven't obviously tried it yet since I'm still here, but there you go. Well, we'll talk about that kind of question a little more because we're at the end of the article. We're end of the whole story of The Hobbit, so it's time for today's For You Chat question.
You chat.
Okay, so, as we just kind of mentioned, the question is, what events have changed you as a person? And explain how. Bilbo's had his adventures, we've had our time in Taiwan that I'm sure has changed us. Is there anything else that has changed you as a person?
Perhaps just traveling in general, I think, has changed me as a person. Kind of like Bilbo changes by traveling, going out into the world and meeting... Well, he meets different creatures, different races of people and things, like elves and dwarves and goblins and all these things, and it changes him because he has all these different experiences. I think travel changes people as well because you meet people from different cultures who have different customs, and you open your mind to that, and you take it back with you when you go back home or to wherever you live in the world.
I would probably have to say our wives, I suspect, have also changed us for
definitely
the better.
For the better.
For the better. Thank you, wives.
Yes, thank you.
God bless you. All right, so that is the end of our 3-day article about The Hobbit. Thanks for sticking with us for the whole thing. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
We'll talk to you again another time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Hobbit. Thanks to the magic ring, Bilbo gets really close to Smaug without being killed. He sees that Smaug has a weak spot in his scales. He tells the dwarves about this later. Meanwhile, Smaug, angry at being disturbed, attacks Lake Town. During the battle, he is shot with an arrow by Bard, a brave Lake Town man. In fact, a bird heard Bilbo talking to the dwarves and told Bard about Smaug's weak spot. Smaug is dead, but now Thorin becomes greedy. He won't share the treasure with the elves and men who gather at his gates. A fight between them all is in the cards. Suddenly, Gandalf appears again and warns everyone that the goblins are coming. They must all join forces. The Battle of Five Armies begins. The Great Eagles and Bjorn also come to help, and together they defeat the goblins. Sadly, Thorin is hurt in the battle. Before he dies, he apologizes for being greedy. Bilbo weeps at the sad end to their adventure. He returns to his comfortable home. He has become a very different hobbit indeed.
Vocabulary review.
Meanwhile, the students wrote their tests quietly. Meanwhile, their teacher graded their homework. Greedy. Don't be greedy. You can't eat that whole pizza by yourself. Apologize. I want to apologize for what I said last night. I was wrong, and you were right. Weep. The mother wept when her son left home to study abroad.